A mobile home park infested with pests.
There were bed bugs in the park, which is the reason you stopped paying rent.
Yes.
Well, the bed bugs don't travel from trailer to trailer. They don't pack their little bags and go say, oh, I'm going to go live there.
But bad news about their park traveled fast.
He put us on social media. He's causing libel and defamation of our park.
He's allowed to write it. That's the First Amendment.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Trailer park owners Roger and Beverly Anderson are suing former tenant Kenneth Gruff for property damage and defamation of character.
Order. All rise. It's case number 390 on the calendar in the matter of Anderson versus Groff.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, do you own or manage a trailer park?
We own the trailer park.
How many trailers does it accommodate?
It'll accommodate 19.
Do you live there as well?
No.
Does somebody manage it for you?
Yes.
Who manages for
Kathy
you?
Kathy Murphy.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Do you live there?
Yes.
It is your claim that the defendant, who used to live in your trailer park and used to work for you, defamed your business, slandered your business, and caused damage to your property. One of the things you're not suing him for here is rent, despite the fact that you say in your complaint he stopped paying rent 2 years ago.
He signed his trailer over to us for the rent.
When did he do that?
In, let's see, January of 2015.
And when did he leave the trailer park?
January of 2015.
So when he left the trailer park, he acknowledges he stopped paying rent. When? In what year, sir?
2014.
And am I correct, Mr. Groff, that the reason you, at least your stated reason for not paying rent was because there were bed bugs in the park?
Correct.
And you said you took care of your trailer, but there were bed bugs in the park.
Correct.
Which is the reason you stopped paying rent.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Groff, that would be the reason I would move. That would not be the reason that I would stop paying rent.
I was looking for a place too as well.
What?
I was looking for a place as well.
It doesn't make any difference, but while you were looking, you should have been paying rent. I mean, the fact that living in those circumstances, if I believed you, wouldn't be circumstances I would want to live in, especially if I had, as you said, treated my own home so I didn't have bed bugs anymore. I would find a new place for a mobile property. Do you understand?
I understand that.
You stopped paying rent the same month that they fired you.
They never fired me, Your Honor. I stepped down from position because of my wife's health.
Is that correct?
We had to let him go because he wasn't doing his job.
Okay. In what month?
1/31/14.
January 31st, you let him go?
Yes.
And when was the last time he paid you rent?
It was October of 2014.
So after you fired him, he continued to pay you rent for about 9 months?
Yes.
Okay. Now, he is no longer in the trailer park?
Correct. We had to evict him.
And when he left, how much money did he owe you for rent?
4 months' worth at $1,200. And he owed us for utilities, but they didn't put that on there because it's...
All I want to know is, at the time he signed over his trailer to you, you accepted it for the money that he owed you?
Correct, which was basically around $1,500.
And that was 10 or 11 months ago?
No, he signed his trailer over to us right before he moved out.
I understand that, but you accepted that for the money he owed you?
Correct.
So what are you doing here?
Because he put us on social media. He's causing libel and defamation of our park. He tells people not to rent in our park. And then he had a video of the bed bugs saying that everybody in the park had bed bugs. Well, the bed bugs don't travel from trailer to trailer. They don't pack their little bags and go say, oh, I'm going to go live there. He and his three friends, the two brothers and a sister, had different, you know, separate lots, their places. They were the only ones that had bed bugs in the park because he's a junk man and he goes around collecting refrigerators, TVs, and blankets. He goes to storage wars and gets blankets and all that. So then they shared that.
I'd like to see what he posted on social media.
She has the video of it. Okay, that's one. And then here's the one with the bed bugs.
You moved out when, sir?
I moved out on February 15th.
This year?
This year.
When did you start to make these postings?
Right after I had to move out.
Right after you moved out?
Yes.
Why didn't you put it on before you moved out?
I have.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, tell me the proof that you had that there were bed bugs throughout the trailer park.
I have pictures of the source of the trailer. I also have the receipts from the company that took care of my trailer. And
well, I don't care about your trailer.
My witnesses.
I don't care about your trailer.
And my witnesses' trailer.
Just a second. So you know that there were bed bugs in your trailer?
Yes.
I want you to tell me what proof you have that the trailer park was infested with bed bugs.
Well, the gentleman that went to the trailer, that the source of the bed bugs came from.
Okay, so you have a witness.
Yes.
That had bed bugs.
No, the witness that lived in number three.
Space.
He wasn't a witness. He was a person there. Well, he passed away.
Other than the bed bugs in your trailer, sir. Do you live in that park as well?
I used to, yes.
Stand up. Tell me your last name.
Pounds.
Did you have a different trailer space than the defendant?
Yes, I was living in space 18 at this time.
Did you have bed bugs in your...
Yes, I did. I had them, but I didn't have them that bad.
How do you know you had them?
When my kids... I have pictures of my kids.
Come on, that one.
I have pictures of my kids with bites on their face and they aren't.
Did you have your trailer?
Yes, I did the same company like he did. This one right here.
Did you report it to the manager?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now stand up. Your last name is Murphy?
Murphy.
Miss Murphy, you know these two gentlemen?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, and they clearly had their trailers exterminated for bed bugs. How many complaints did you have?
Not one.
From either one of these two people?
Not one of them.
Did you speak to her?
Yes, I did. I went to them with those pictures. And so I had bed bugs. So can you guys play out the yard? I'll take care of the inside of my house. And they deported to the yard. And all they do is laugh. That's all they did.
Well, I want you to tell me who you told that to.
The manager, Kathy.
That is
to
not
her.
True.
Yes.
To her. Okay, you can sit down now.
Thank you.
Are you still there?
No, no more.
When did you move?
I think May, beginning of May, I moved up this year.
He was evicted.
Okay. He had bed bugs. This country has free speech. He's allowed to write that there were bed bugs. He had bed bugs. He has pictures of his children with bites on them. He's allowed to write that your trailer park has bed bugs.
I'm sorry, could you say that
again? He's allowed to write it. That's the First Amendment.
Right, but he never told anybody he had bed bugs.
I believe him when he said he told your manager.
No, he did not.
I believe him.
Your Honor.
Well, you don't know that.
Yes, I do, because she would have told me.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. I have to make a judgment as
right.
to whether this man,
right.
who had children living in his trailer and who used the same company to exterminate his trailer, told your manager or her husband, I don't know which one, that there were bugs and he wanted you to take care of the outside. I absolutely believe that he told her.
Your Honor, I can appreciate that you believe that, but that is not...
Because if I lived in a trailer and there were bed bugs and there were more than one trailer that had bed bugs, I would certainly tell the manager.
Your Honor, we heard about it through the news when the
yes.
news crew showed up.
Yes.
That was our first inclination.
That was the...
Well, then you were on notice.
Your Honor.
Then you were on notice.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The paper got a hold of their lawyer, and the lawyer said that...
Don't tell me what the lawyer said.
Okay.
That's hearsay.
They just said that we're not...
Just a second. Don't try to say it fast.
Okay.
Trying to say it fast doesn't make it any less hearsay.
Okay.
And later today...
When did you lose the company?
Starting 2013, Your Honor.
I thought you said you still have a phone number.
I don't have the phone number anymore, Your Honor.
You told me 2 seconds ago that you did. Are we not understanding each other?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Trailer park owners Roger and Beverly Anderson claim former tenant Kenneth Gruff damaged their property and made false claims about bedbugs.
Now, what else do you think that the defendant owes you for? I'm asking you.
Damage.
Beverly.
I'm asking you, Miss Anderson.
Can you show her the truck and the damage to the asphalt? I gave her the... Your Honor, on the bottom of one of those pages, it says the paper got a hold of a lawyer, their lawyer, and the lawyer said that it would
don't
be very hard...
Don't tell me what the lawyer said.
Okay.
That's hearsay.
They just said that we're not...
Just a second. Don't try to say it fast.
Okay.
Trying to say it fast doesn't make it any less hearsay.
Okay. Sorry.
So far, I have a man who stopped paying his rent, who owed you 4 months' rent. You accepted his trailer. What did you do with his trailer?
Our assistant manager fixed it up and we sold it.
Okay. And how much did you sell it for?
$2,000.
Okay. So you collected $2,000 on rent that he owed you for $1,200.
After $1,200 of repairs, Your Honor. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I don't know why you're here. I just don't know why you're here.
Your Honor, if I may, he rendered his trailer useless. He cut all of, and I think this
is... It doesn't make any difference. She accepted it in lieu of rent, and then somebody fixed it.
That was because our lawyer told us to.
I don't...
Okay, sorry.
Your case is dismissed. That's all. We're done.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
What about the damage to the asphalt?
We're done.
And the fence? Excuse me?
You don't understand. You don't understand when I speak. And you do understand. So I told you twice. Don't tell me what your lawyer said. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
You told people not to rent at our park.
I don't keep quiet about the situations.
We're losing money because of it.
I called the news crews because there's bed bugs.
The lawyer said that we were not responsible for his house.
They wouldn't take care of the situation to spray the areas of the lots.
He caused other people in the park not to pay their rent. We had to evict all those people.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of De Leon versus La Pata. Step forward.
Letitia De Leon is suing her former friend, Amy LaPorta, for an unpaid loan to start a home health care business.
Mr. Leon, you claim that you made either an investment or a loan to the defendant for a business. I'm not exactly sure what you're alleging. You didn't get money back and you want your money back. The defendant says that you invested in a business that didn't go anywhere. So why don't you tell me first how you know Ms. LaPorta?
My friend worked with her and I know that she is the owner of the Anaheim Care Provider, so I trust her.
Is that what you have, Anaheim Care Providing Service?
Yes, Your Honor.
If I looked it up in the phone book, would you have a phone number?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, and how long have you had it?
I started November 18, 2011.
And when did Ms. De Leon give you money?
That was December 2012.
And she gave you money as what?
Investment money, Your Honor.
Good. And you invested it in your business?
Yes, Your
Honor. What did you buy?
Printing the brochures and then
printing
business
brochures.
Card.
Okay.
And then do some marketing.
Okay, and that's how you've made your money over the last 3 years?
Yes, Your Honor.
Good. Now, what did you do with Ms. De Leon's money? How was she supposed to get it back?
She invested that money that it didn't work out at the
end. Why didn't it work out? It worked out for you.
It didn't work out the business, Your Honor. It went down.
Well, you just told me that you have a business. You started a business in November of 2011. She gave you money in December of 2012. You're still in that business. It has a phone number. That's how you make money. What do you mean the business went down?
The business went down. That was starting 2013, Your Honor.
What kind of business was that?
It's a caregiving
service. It's the same business you're in now.
Yes, I'm a caregiver, Your
Honor. It's the same business you're in now. Did you just change the name?
No, it went down, the business, Your Honor.
I don't understand what you mean. You mean it went away, or what was the name of the company in December of 2012?
Anaheim Care Providers, Your
so
Honor.
So it's the same company that you have now?
I don't have the company now, Your Honor.
When did you lose the company?
Starting 2013, Your Honor, it didn't materialize because I couldn't get any clients.
I thought you said you still have a phone number.
No, I don't have the phone number anymore, Your Honor.
You told me 2 seconds ago that you did. Are we not understanding each other? Is there a language barrier? I mean, I'm serious with you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
By the time that she couldn't get the investment back, she started calling me thief and untrustworthy.
That's what she thinks you are. You took her $5,000, and she was supposed to get money back from the business, and it never happened. And you seem to be still eating.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Letitia De Leon says, former friend Amy LaPorta scammed her out of $5,000.
Now, if I were to call information and ask for Anaheim healthcare provider, would they give me a phone number?
No, Your Honor.
Have you tried to contact her at that number?
Yes, Your Honor. I have the telephone number of that Anaheim care provider.
Oh, okay. She says she has this phone number. I'm going to go back there. I should not be able to reach anybody, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Who are you?
Russ Nybert, Your Honor.
How are you related to her?
When Amy first started her business back in 2012.
Yeah.
When Amy first started her business back in 2012, I do marketing and consulting and whatnot, and she came to me and asked me to help her do some marketing to bring clients in.
Just a second. What do you know about this case? Anything or nothing?
That her business is shut down. I never got paid a dime out of her business for doing the marketing I did.
Did you file tax returns last year, Ms. Lapata?
Yes, Your Honor.
And who did you list as your employer?
I'm a self-employed, Your Honor.
So you were self-employed?
Yes, Your Honor.
How many people work for you?
None, Your Honor.
So you just do home health care yourself now?
Yes, Your Honor.
And this telephone number is your old phone number?
That's my cell phone, Your Honor.
This is your cell phone number?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is this our cell phone number?
This is...
Is this our cell phone number?
Cell phone number, and I call that number. The answer is Anaheim Care Provider.
According to you, you gave her $5,000 and there was some sort of a writing. Can I see that, please? This is not a loan. Mr. Leon says you made an investment of $5,000. Who helped you prepare this? Who prepared this?
I did, Your Honor.
What is this?
It's an agreement between me and Leticia De Leon.
And what does the agreement provide for?
That she invested the money in the...
That's exactly what it says. She invested the money.
Yes, Your Honor.
And the company no longer exists?
No, Your Honor.
Do you still have a license?
I don't have it anymore,
A Your business Honor. License?
I don't have it anymore, Your Honor.
Do you have any proof, Mr. Leon, that the defendant still has a business license? Can I see that, please?
We gave it to somebody, the customers.
I don't know. Is this what you prepared for her?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you prepared this when, sir? In what year?
I want to say it was sometime around the end of 2013, roughly.
Okay, good. We're going in the back for a second. We're going to make a phone call.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. You've been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Would you give this back to... Listen to me, Mr. Leon. This business is no longer in business. The phone number disconnected. Do you understand? Anything else anybody wants to tell me?
Yes, Your Honor. By the time that she couldn't get the investment back, she started harassing me and calling me thief and untrustworthy.
That's what she thinks you are.
And then she...
That's what she thinks you are. You took her $5,000, and she was supposed to get money back from the business, and it never happened. And you seem to be still eating. Do you understand?
I understand, Your
Very
Honor.
Good.
But I respectfully disagree with that, Your Honor.
I don't care whether you respectfully agree with it or disagree with it. A, you don't have a counterclaim, so I don't have to hear you crying. B, you took her $5,000. She's not your mother, is she?
No,
she's not your sister, is she?
She's not, Your Honor.
She's not. She's a stranger to you, right? But she was a stranger, and you were in a similar business.
Yes, care.
So she thought maybe she could make some money. You could make some money. You're still eating. You're still paying your rent. Do you drive a car? That's how you get to work.
Yes, Your Honor.
So you drive a car, you pay insurance. She doesn't have her $5,000. So you're doing the same kind of work, but just for yourself. But the business that you envisioned didn't pan out.
Yes, Your
Honor. Okay. So she thinks you're a thief. I don't know what you did with her $5,000. Maybe you paid yourself for the first couple of months while you were trying to get your business up and running. As far as she's concerned, that makes you a thief. Anything else? This is an investment. It didn't pan out, Mr. Leon. It was not a loan. This case is over. Your case is dismissed.
Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It was very intimidating.
A homeowner's regrets after renting out a room.
Did you change the lock, Mr. Running Wolf?
Yes, I did, because she insisted on coming into my room.
That's not true.
Judge Judy.
I gave it to her, that money, that I hard-earned money.
I felt so bad about her and thought because it didn't turn up.
I don't know what she did for it. I trusted her.
In good faith, I paid her. for the interest.
I need help. I'm old already.
She didn't even state that in front of Judge Judy.
No more investing.
She started harassing me and then ruined my reputation.